Cowie rolling left. Throwing towards the end zone, has a man there, caught by Ian Fisher. Touchdown, Huskies!
Mix 93 WKMJ, the Michigan Tech football team back in action this weekend. Unfortunately, back on the road this weekend. And we'll have to listen to it here on the radio, and it will be on television, too. We don't want to promote that a whole heck of a lot. Oh, you can turn your TV down. That's what we'll talk about. But the Huskies coming off a tough loss against Grand Valley State, a tough venue always to play in. And we're right there with them. But some turnover problems got the Huskies in a hole in that second quarter. Coach Curley joins us right now. And, Coach, as you had a chance to kind of remove yourself from the game a little bit and look back at it as a whole, does it still boil down to that second quarter and some of the mistakes made right there?
I think that was big, Dirk. We had 280-yard drives for a touchdown, a 70-yard drive for a touchdown, but we also had a 60-yard drive and a 55-yard drive where we had a sack that ended up in a fumble, and then we missed a field goal that we should have made, and there's 10 points right there, and we cost ourselves two bad penalties on special teams. We had a face mask on a punt return where they start at their 40, instead they start at our 45, and we got a block in the back on a kick return where we were out almost to the 40, and instead we started on our 10. And we made too many mistakes to beat a good football team. You can't do that, and we gave up way too many big plays. We hadn't given up that many big plays since Malone, and they had a lot of big passing plays. Just about all their touchdowns came on plays that were 10 yards or more.
Coach, you talked about early in the week about how it was going to be important for us to handle the situation. Obviously, going in with a ranked team on the road, haven't played a lot of road games this year, and obviously the crowd going to be big and loud and those type things. How did you think your team handled that aspect?
Well, I thought we were okay. I mean, we took the opening, we held them and took our first drive and went 80, and then, they answered, and then we drove right back down, and I think we were like first and 10 on the 20 and called a pass, and they're good defensive end, got to our quarterback and on the blind side and caused a fumble, and then they hit two quick plays and they're in the end zone. And there was that 8 to 10 minute period in the second quarter where we went from 7-7 having the ball going in to go up the score to all of a sudden we're down 24-7 and trying to hang on and get to halftime.
Was it a case in that second half, just, too tough to come back against a good team, being down 17?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's a period in the fourth quarter where we've got the ball with 6 minutes to go, and if we had made the field goal, we would have been driving to tie the ball game, instead of being down two scores. And we didn't convert that thing, and then they got one at the end, in the last minute. But like I said, if we make that field goal, we're down 7 with the ball on our 40 with about 6 minutes to go in the game with a chance to tie or 2 point to go ahead.
Coach Curley is with us from the Michigan Tech football team. Obviously some very good things coming out of the game. Looking at Brandon Cowie again using everybody. I mean, 8 different receivers in that game, really spreading the wealth, and that makes it tough for defenses to kind of key on people, right?
Well, he's done a nice job. Now, David Walter caught 15 balls. So, there's 8 of them caught passes, but 7 of them didn't catch a lot of them. He had a great night. Beat some man coverage, caught a couple balls off the back shoulder against man coverage. Had 3 or 4 catches over the middle where he really took a whipping after, and got right back up and played a really good football game for us.
How about Dave Walter breaking that school record? I think it was Jeff Geis back in 2000 had the previous record for catches of 14. David Walter had 15. I think he had one on the final play of the game, so maybe padded the stats a little bit there on that last drive. But to get the record and kind of a nice thing for him.
Well, it was. And like I just said, he played a great football game, David did. He took a lot of shots over the middle, ran every route that we needed, got beat some man coverage. He had a great night for us.
Coach, when you look forward to Ferris State now, obviously it doesn't get any easier. You're back on basically the same road trip, back down to the same, the same direction that you just came from. How difficult will it be for this team to get turned around and ready for Ferris State team?
Well, Well, I hope not a lot, Wes, because if it is, we're going to have some problems on Saturday afternoon, because we know what we're playing, and they're, you know, very, very good football team, as was Grand Valley, and, you know, this team beat Grand Valley quite handily, so we know it won't be an easy task. But, you know, our whole focus has to be on us. You know, we have to fix the things that we didn't do well. We have to play, you know, at a higher level. We can't make the mistakes that we made in being a good football team. Hopefully we learned our lesson. Hopefully that we'll play better Saturday and give ourselves a chance to get out of there with a win.
Coach, people that have not had a chance to watch Ferris on film, what is it about them that it, I mean, is it their whole game? Do they not have a real weakness on that team?
The quarterback's a star. You know, he's a Harlan, you know, the right. Harlan Hill winner as a junior. I mean, that's like the Heisman Trophy winner for Division II. I mean, he's as good as there is in the country, and he's had a great career. You know, he was on ESPN Sports Center on Sunday about his record, where he became the all-time leading rusher for quarterbacks in the history of college football, all divisions. So that's, I guess you don't get him any better than that.
That's okay, yeah.
Well, you bring,
pretty good.
Yeah, no, I know he's good, and you bring that up. We were in Big Rapids this week and talking to some of the Ohio Dominican staff members, and they were talking about him too before the game. And
why didn't you ask him to take him out?
I know. I felt like saying something about that, but yeah, it's going to be a tall task. But this game at noon on Saturday is going to be a huge test. But it seems like this team that you have, Coach, has the ability to beat anybody right now.
I think we'll be ready to play. I mean, we'll play hard. I hope we play well. I mean, our people understand that, you know, we've worked very hard to put ourselves in positions to play in big ball games in October. And that's kind of, you know, what they relish. That's the goal of the program. That's where we want to be. And I expect us to, you know, line up and bang away on Saturday. I think we'll show up and be really, you know, ready to play with a should be a good crowd, and we're playing a great football team, and it's a heck of a challenge. But, you know, I really think we'll be ready to go.
All right, Coach. Well, we can't wait. The Michigan Tech Huskies taking on the Ferris State Bulldogs down in Big Rapids. And now, this is a noon start, so 11:30 pregame here on Mix 93. You can also catch it on the telly. And we are looking forward to a Michigan Tech upset. Not a big upset. People are going to make a bigger deal about this upset than we are. But an upset coming back against Ferris State. Coach, good luck and safe travels down the Big Rapids.
Great. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Coach Tom Curley here on Mix 93. We've got more coming your way. Coach Matt Jennings on his way in here to talk about little Michigan Tech volleyball action when we come back on the Huskies Drive Time Show.